Hello and welcome to This Podcast is Rigged with JW Riggs. I'm your host, JW Riggs. I have a great guest today, Brent from the Magic Apple. For those of you that don't know, Magic Apple is a really cool magic shop in California. How are you doing today, Brent?
Good, thanks. Thanks so much for having me. Yes, I've been here in California for 17 years, which is kind of, I've been here longer, but the shop has been here 17 years, which is kind of crazy to say, but yeah, it's been good. It's fun.
That's awesome. Wow, it's been there as long as I've been alive. So
wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. Once in a while, I'll have you know, younger people come in and they'll say, "I remember when I first came here when I was 5," and now they're like, you know, graduating college. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that just dated me real quick. But it's also cool because some people that are professional magicians now and are big on Instagram or TikTok bought their first trick here, which is kind of cool too. So I got to kind of show them their first trick, and now they're, you know, whatever a big deal is, they're that now, which is kind of cool.
That's cool. That's really cool. So how did you get into magic? How did you come up with the idea for the Magic Apple?
Well, I've been doing magic ever since I was a kid. Like my grandfather showed me my first trick, and I liked the secret of the magic. I like how it worked more than like the trick itself. So, you know, he showed me a card trick that I remember still and still do. And in fact, I released a book when I was for the 10th anniversary of the Magic Apple. It's this trick, this book, Magic Apple Live. And I released it. And in there was the first time I ever wrote that trick and kind of explained that trick. So I liked the secret behind it. And then, of course, my mom got me magic kits when I was little and everything, and just kind of been doing it ever since. I did a little bit in junior high. I did quite a bit in high school and then in college. And then in 2003, I had this crazy idea to, I'm going to open a magic store. That's a crazy smart idea. And it turned out it was a smart idea. But for the first few years, it was a very dumb idea. And all my buddies from college and my friends I've known forever are like, what are you? A magic shop? Like, what are you, nerd? You know, like, come on, you're gonna sell fake dog poop and, you know, fake nickels for the rest of your life. And turns out 17 years later, it worked out, and it wasn't the worst idea in the world.
No, it's a really cool idea. I mean, I grew up in El Paso, Texas, so at the mall that was right near my grandmother's house, there was a magic shop, and we would go in there every time we would go to the mall. And sadly, that magic shop closed down when I was about 7 or 8. So
yeah, there's not many. You know, there's a magic shop where I'm in LA, so there's a magic shop here. There's one in San Diego that, although they have a lot of stuff, it's not maybe as well stocked as it's not as professional stuff. They have tons of great stuff, but my book collection here at the shop is crazy. I have tons of books, and I can definitely take this camera and show you if you want. And then in San Francisco, there's a great shop too. But other than that, there's not a ton of competition, which is good for me. So the internet is my biggest competition, I think. But there's nothing like coming to a store and touching the products and looking at it. And, you know, if you're a cool guy, I'll demonstrate a magic trick for you or whatever. So there's nothing like a real magic shop experience, which is, you know, what I remember doing when I was a kid. I used to shop at a place called Hollywood Magic. They're now gone too, but you know, I remember going there and seeing stuff and watching guys perform it and touch it, and you know, it's cool. So yeah, it's good.
That's really cool. I've definitely, especially recently, I've been thinking about getting into some card magic, but it's just like, since I just feel like that's a good thing to know, since I'm about to go to college in like a year and a half. That's just,
yeah,
a good little,
yeah. I mean, there's, you know, everybody's got a deck of cards on them, whether I'm not on them, maybe you don't carry a deck, but a lot of people have a deck of cards, you know, at their house, or, you know, in that drawer, in that junk drawer in that kitchen, there's a deck of cards there, you know. And what's cool about so many principles of magic is, even if someone doesn't hand you a standard deck of cards, you can do magic with, you know, your great grandmother's Pokemon deck or kitten deck or the free deck she got on United Airlines 10 years ago. So it is kind of, you can adapt things that you learn with regular cards to other wacky decks of cards or wacky things, like even Uno, right? You could even do magic with Uno cards if you didn't have a normal deck with you. So that's what's kind of cool about learning different principles of Magic.
Well, and I usually do carry around an Uno card. Like, I go to some summer camps and a non-COVID time. So I usually carry around an Uno deck. So
there you go. See, you're already halfway there.
Now, what's the bestseller trick? Like, what's like the main trick that you sell in the shop?
Well, there isn't really a main one because it definitely depends on who's buying it. You know, there's like beginner magic tricks. And if you want, are people going to watch this video or just listen to it?
Just listen to it. Eventually, I'm going to get to the video part of it. But as of now, it's just audio.
Gotcha. So there's no point showing you around. So for bestsellers, it's kind of, let's pretend an 8-year-old came in here and they had never done magic before. I would show them, it was like the classic ball and vase or the coin slide. And then decks of cards are definitely the most sold thing here. Like, I have the biggest collection. I'm going to say I have the biggest collection in the U.S. in a magic store. Now, if there's other magic stores out there listening, I'm sure you have tons, but I have thousands of them. So I'm willing to, maybe we start a competition. Yeah, right here on the Riggs, the podcast challenge. I challenge any magic shop listening. I don't want to go worldwide because I don't know. Any magic shop in the U.S. that has more decks of cards than me, let's put that challenge out there. Yeah. I don't mean different titles. I mean individual decks of cards, because normal decks. Now, they could be all the different colors. You know, there's the Illusionist decks, the Theory 11 decks. I'm willing to bet I have more. Anyway, back to the bestseller. For magicians, it's whatever's new that week. That's the best-selling trick. So if a guy is a TikToker or an Instagrammer or YouTuber, they likely bought their magic here if they're in town, and it's whatever is popular that week. And then there's the classic tricks, right? There's like the classic, there's something called the Svengali deck, or the Invisible deck is still very popular. The Magic Apple, I've released a couple tricks. So those are normally the first things I go to demonstrate because they're mine and I do them, and I do them professionally. So I like, you know, I like to stand by the stuff that I sell. There's so much magic out there and a lot of it is garbage. So I'd like to think I'm selling just stuff that I would do or could see myself doing, or stuff, even if I don't do it, stuff that I really like. Like, there's, you know, I have big stage illusions in the other room and I have hundreds of rope tricks. I don't do stages or rope tricks, but I like them. I like watching them and getting creative with the stuff that I see a lot of magicians do. So it's, books are also very popular. There's not specifically a title off the top of my head, but you know, there's a lot of things to choose from. No matter your, if you've never done a magic trick before, I've got something for you. If you're a super mega deluxe professional, like a David Blaine or a, you know, one of those guys, I've got something for you, which is kind of cool about magic.
That's really cool. Definitely after COVID definitely calms down, hopefully completely within the next year or so. I plan on visiting California soon, so hopefully I can visit the store.
Yeah, come on down for sure.
With the store and everything, I know you probably get this question a lot, but what would you, you said you have a lot of beginner sets and stuff. For, let's say, a kid probably around 16 or 17, what would you, like, tell them the best thing, the best beginner set would be for them?
I probably wouldn't get them a kit. I'd like to think there's a series of books called The Card College. And there's 5 volumes, although it gets a bit expensive. I would start with volume 1 and a deck of cards, and you'll learn really good basics, really good card tricks written by a real professional who really does them. It's not a Barnes & Noble book. It's not some author that wrote a bunch of tricks. These are real routines in a book. The Royal Road to Card Magic is one of the books that you can kind of find anywhere. It comes in soft bound or hard bound, and it's a very old book. It's pretty dated, so it's not the most easiest thing to read, but it's a classic. If you lined up 10 magicians in a room, pros, and said, you got 3 books that you're going to recommend, what would they be? For sure, it would be The Royal Road to Card Magic as one of them by almost every time, because it's just you know, it starts off with just shuffling cards. Get good with that. Then we'll do something called riffle shuffle. And then making somebody choose a playing card, like forcing a card is in there. There's great stuff. So for that age, you know, I think a deck of cards and a book is the way to go. There's definitely plenty of other things. You know, there's lots of little gimmicks and things like that that teenagers that would love to do. Sponge balls is a great routine, or I just happen to have a little sponge rabbit in front of me, but sponge rabbits are great because they're fun, interactive stuff, and it teaches you some real sleight of hand too. So
that's cool.
Yeah, I'd like to get the idea of what they want to learn first. Coin tricks, you know, there's lots of coin tricks. Scotch and soda is a half dollar and a Mexican coin, and it's the most sold coin trick, and it's great just because there's so many things you can do with it. So that's definitely a top tenner. Yeah.
That's so cool. I'm just kind of, this is awesome. I'm kind of freaking out right now, just kind of hearing about all this, as I've always loved all this, all the card stuff and all this stuff. I've always been a big fan of all that stuff. So
cool. Yeah.
Now, with my next question, now I do have another question. A former guest, which we talked about before I started recording, Adam Wiley, visits your store periodically.
Yeah.
What does he buy usually?
I know he's been doing a lot of walk around magic. So like at a restaurant, there's been a couple outdoor venues recently that he's done walk around magic. So you go up to tables, you know, after they order their dinner or after they finish their dinner right before dessert, that you go do a couple minutes of magic. So, you know, there's some stuff that he likes to do. And most people in general, because restaurants are slowly starting to come back, you know, stuff that doesn't require a lot of touching from the spectator. So instead of picking a card, maybe he asks them to name a card, or instead of spreading the cards in front of them, he would ask for a number 1 through 52, right? And that would be their card. So I think it's a lot of magicians like Adam are getting creative with walk around type stuff. And then there's stuff that Adam's been doing forever, you know, for 10 years that, you know, just need refills. After a while, he does a lot of rubber band magic. And after a while, I know it sounds crazy to buy rubber bands from a magic store, but I have like the best super stretchy, really bright colors, just better than ones that you get at Staples. So he'll get some rubber bands. And like I mentioned, sponge balls, things like that. And funny enough, I sell half dollars. They're regular half dollars that you can get at the bank, but I sell them for 75 cents because, you know, they're not that easy to come across, and banks, you know, some of them are not open. And it's funny, once in a while I have a little sign next to the half dollars that say 75 cents, and people are like, what, 75? They're only a 50 cents. Why am I going to pay you 75 cents for something that's only 50 cents? And I say, because my time in line at the bank is worth a quarter. And there you go, they'll buy the half dollar, because it's, you can get it right now. And do you really want to go to the bank, wait in line, park your car, blah, 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 for 25 cents? Probably not.
Exactly. But no, I mean, I actually used to collect half dollars when I was younger. So I just had like a little collection of them that either grandparents would give them to me or friends of grandparents.
Right. Yes. They're very popular with the grandparents, half dollars and those gold dollar coins.
Yes. Most definitely. So now, what is your favorite trick? Like, not, I mean, I know it would be hard to pick like favorite trick of all time, but what's your current favorite trick?
Oh man. I don't know. I just, there's so many. I mean, I like card. If I had to pick a genre or a category, I think I would do card tricks because again, they're everywhere. Everybody's got a deck and so that's the most common thing, and I do those the most, I guess. But one trick, I don't know. I put out a magic trick I bought the rights to a magic trick a couple years ago. I know your listeners can't see it, but it's called Come Together, and it's just a really good, really visual packet trick. So because things have been happening on Zoom and Instagram, it works for that, because there's no touching of cards, there's no interaction other than a visual thing. So Come Together is one that I've been doing a lot recently. I'll put that there. So, you know, I like to keep learning, though. We get so much magic in on a weekly basis. I could get anywhere from 3 to 10 new magic tricks weekly. And I can't learn them all that quickly. But there's been some fun ones. So I always like to do live demos. There's a company called Alakazam in the UK that put out really good magic. Their packaging is great. Their instructions are great. The quality of the trick is good. And the quality of the products in the trick are good. So Alakazam is, I've just recently started carrying their line of stuff that's been really popular too.
That's great. I mean, like I've said like 1,000 times on this, just that's always been very fascinating to me with the card decks and stuff or with card tricks. And I actually collect decks of cards because before my grandfather passed away, he always collected decks of cards. So like I have Mickey Mouse cards, NASCAR cards, McDonald's cards.
Yeah, there's so many too. And if you know, you keep them sealed. I mean, it is fun to play with cards, but
right. If
you keep them sealed, I know guys that have sealed decks that are worth hundreds of dollars because they never opened them. Maybe they'll sell them one day and make a couple bucks, or maybe they just keep them as a collectible. I have lots of customers that will come in. There's something called the cherry deck of cards, which there's like 7 different colors or 8 different colors. They're crazy popular. Most people buy 2, one to play with and one to hang on to with the hopes of maybe they'll be worth money one day.
That's really cool. But yesterday I was in an antique store with my brothers. He's in town. So he's like, well, why don't we just go look at an antique store? I actually found quite a bit. But I found all sorts of different playing cards, NASCAR, Disney. So I was like, oh, this is awesome.
That's cool. Probably for a buck or two each, I bet.
Yeah, and definitely some. Yeah, the NASCAR ones were about $2. I kind of wish I would have bought those. So in a couple of days, I'm going to go back and get those just in case they're worth something one day.
Right. Hopefully they're still there. You throw thrift shops, you never know. Or antique shops, you never know.
Yeah, I'll never know. So definitely something I hope to go back and get. So we still have a few more minutes. Is there anything else that you would like to talk about or discuss?
It's your party. I think if anybody listening is getting into magic, I recommend not watching tutorials on YouTube to start out. There's some really great magicians on YouTube tipping some pretty good tricks, but I'm all about learning from a book or learning if you still have a DVD player, learning from a DVD, or if you have magic friends, you know, learn from them, ask them questions. And I've been doing this a long time, and once in a while I'll come across something new, or I still get fooled. A lot of people ask, you know, what do I get fooled by? And for magic, it's not even about being fooled anymore. It's just being about entertained. Like, there's so many great magic tricks that are nowhere close to fooling me, but I love them because it's interacting, or it's funny, or it's a mind reading trick, or it's not a card trick. So I love it, even though I've been doing it a while. I still love watching it. There's nothing like a solid magic show that's got music and funny. And I'm not a super serious guy. If anybody happens to see my Instagram, which is at Magic Apple Store, if anybody happens to see that, I'm the least serious person ever. And I just want to make it fun, whatever it is. If it's a silk trick or a coin trick or a card trick, it's just got to be entertaining, right? Why, if I'm going to have you choose a playing card and sign that playing card and lose the playing card in the deck, make it interesting to find it. Why am I finding it? Make the audience care about the magic, not just, wouldn't it be amazing? No, do the trick and get them engaged, right? Have them engaged while they're watching magic.
Well, that's really cool. Now, my last question, is there anything, like, do you have any stories of just kind of weird experiences with the magic shop or even magic in general, or just like a funny story?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, magic is very popular on TV, and because I'm in TV land, there's lots of television programs that come in and buy things, or I consult. I really, really like consulting on magic on TV, and it's a different kind of way to think, because the producers want one thing, that want the actor to do another thing, and the actor's not a magician, so I got to do super easy stuff for them. So it's been really fun, like Modern Family, the last year, the last two seasons, did a whole magic, you know, the dad in the show bought a magic shop, and they bought all their stuff here, which was cool. Years ago, Conan O'Brien came in and did a whole episode of The Tonight Show in here, which was really cool, and he was so great to work with and so fun. And, you know, I've met a lot of actors and magicians and that have, or famous magicians and actors that have come in and, you know, have a new respect for magic because it's not that easy to do. Yeah, it's always fun when I get to go visit, go to sets. And I did a whole episode with Gordon Ramsay and my daughter. We made him disappear and reappear somewhere else. And, you know, it's fun to see these celebrities do magic for one and have a new respect for it, because like I said, it's not the easiest thing to do, but we also want to make them look good. So I want to try to get them, when I'm consulting, the easiest way to do a magic trick. During March Madness, there was a Capital One commercial with Magic Johnson and Sam Jackson and Spike Lee, and they rented a bunch of stuff for me. So I got to kind of, I didn't work with them because of the safety restrictions, but we made up some storyboards and we had meetings over Zoom, and it was really cool working with a production company that, although it ended up being all fake magic with camera tricks and stuff, it was kind of cool to give them ideas and stuff. So that was fun to do as well.
Oh, that's really cool.
Sorry,
you were,
I'm not sure about that.
I apologize. That was my Alexa.
She's not sure. She's not sure about that. Maybe she's trying to do a magic trick.
Maybe. I think there actually is a setting to where you could ask those, like, hey, do a magic trick, and it'll say something. I'll try.
Yeah, you can ask her for a card, and every day she'll answer with a different card. So every day you can hold up a playing card above her and ask her to name a card. Maybe one day you get lucky and she names the right card.
Okay. Yeah, that'll actually be really funny. But now, you were talking about Conan a while ago. I kind of remember seeing something about that, because I'm a huge Conan fan. He is my favorite talk show host. Always pretty much has been.
Yeah, he's great, man. He was so good to work with. And, you know, they only gave me a day heads up. And this was a while ago, because when he was on The Tonight Show, and, you know, let's pretend they called on a Tuesday. By Wednesday, he was here. And first of all, he's like 6'8", or he's a monster tall guy. But he was so great, man. I think the clip might be on themagicapple.com. If not, maybe it's on YouTube. I don't know. Send me an email and I'll remind you. I'll send you the link. But he was so fun, man. He did a bunch of stuff, and the store was a mess afterwards because he was juggling stuff. And we have snakes in a can, of course. So he got, snakes were all over the store, and it was a mess when he was finished. But he was the one that helped me clean up, not like a PA or not an extra, but he started cleaning up the shop, and we took pictures together. And man, he was so great to work with. It was so fun.
That's really cool. Thank you so much for doing this. I hope to have you back.
Of course.
I hope to have you back on the show soon.
Yes. Well, maybe one of these days we'll meet in real life.
Hopefully. Most definitely. Well, thank you so much. And thank you for everybody who listened. And when you can, please go check out the Magic Apple and check out the Magic Apple on Instagram. Awesome. Have a great day.